Kufayin Hey. We are holding middle shot of Avodas Elokim. And we're continuing a dialogue which is going on Perek Shishi, the sixth Perek of Avodas Elokim. We continue a dialogue between the Nefesh and the Sefer, between the soul and the body. Migdada does mean the dead body, also means the animalistic soul. This is called Nefesh. Intellect, which is a part of the body, and the seichel is the independent intellect, which is the absolute clarity. Amar ha-nefesh, says the nefesh, kvar ha-vinoisi, I understand Masha Zachata, which you told me, which you mentioned me above, with Masha Perash Toda, which experienced so very clearly. I understood you and acknowledged you. Ach. Bailey, explain me further. I'll come upon him. Under what other circumstances? And chayeves am I committed? But a sefes avoido lelokibes borach, in excessive avoido. That means everything which you explain me in general terms, I understand that I'm committed and I'm responsible to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as was explained in the previous program, above program. But obviously, he also got hinted out some words, some points, which was not clearly explained yet. It's no question that we, as individuals, we have a certain uniqueness as an individual, which no way do we duplicate any other. That's a matter of fact. No person is duplicating other person. Every person has his own milas, has his own characteristics and his own specialties where HaKadosh Baruch Hu had put him and placed him. Everyone. And obviously, that specialty of an individual has to be somehow interpreted in Avodas Hashem also in a special way. That's called Koporim Ani Chayibes B'Tesefes Avodah. On what form am I as an individual required to responsible B'Tesefes in addition of Avodah? An additional service to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is not the general term. Till now you explain the general obligations, the general terms which you have in a commitment to Hashem. But where do I come in as an individual to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Omer HaSeichel says, answers the intellect. What is the excessive requirement of avoidance to the mankind? Is mischalekes mederech klol v'aprod v'toyvelen. It divides himself also in two terms, the general term and the individual term. And first let's divide the goodness, the Torah which HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestows on the kind of the talkative which is man, also divides himself into four categories. There's four dargas, the four steps, the four stages of goodness, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestows his goodness on people. And you have to know all four of them in order to know individually every one of the four to thank back HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to give him back service. In other words, every time HaKadosh Baruch Hu in any given form gives something goodness, a certain special attention, has to be responded, returned in avoida, in a certain type of avoida. Because it would be a tremendous embarrassment and a shame for us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a special attention given to me and I had not responded. Just like you're sitting here now, the shiur, okay? Fine. So somebody comes and puts on an air conditioner for you. So thank you because he gave you fresh air, cool air. Then somebody comes and then brings you a cup of coffee. You have to respond to the cup of coffee. You can't listen. I told you already, thank you for the air conditioner. I'm not, how much do I have to thank you? It's obviously understood that every specialty which you experience that the person is giving you, there's a tesefes avoid, there's an additional recognition needed. So in order that we should maximize our thanks and our recognition to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to detailize first all the goodness HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me in general terms, in general world, then in the general kind, which is mankind. Now in the general mankind, how many petitions, how many particular things is there which I'm benefiting individually? If not, no way can I respond, can I return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my obligation of avoiding, if I will not recognize the detailed toivah or goodness which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. Now sometimes a person could be in a certain situation very much down. Padosa doesn't go, the hell doesn't go, some some particular thing doesn't work. Shinshinach doesn't go with the child, whatever it is. And he's devastated, totally, totally devastated. And no question about it, it's not an easy situation. It's not easy not to make money. It's not easy to be hanged up with a certain problem. Now, you can't change that fact. That all comes from above, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But how can you change yourself? You shouldn't be devastated. And so just take all the other details around you. How does Hashem take care on your health? How does he take care of your family? How does he take care of you in general terms? Your sanity and shleimus and putting together. How much have you been accepted by people? How much are you producing? How much are your other children doing well? So on and so on. Now, this particular thing you can't have, but you start detailizing all the surrounding, take point by point, and say everything else is going so fine and so good and so well. What right do you have to be there? Because one particular, do I deserve everything? Should be 100%, especially if it's something which is not immediately involving life, health, it's money, an exterior, as you're going to explain soon. Baruch Hashem, Kodesh Baruch is taking care of someone. I should think about him, because if I would, all I need is this thing should be taken care. I could afford to forget about him, not to thank him at all. Just lip service. You may thank him a lip service, but to thank him in detail, to be indebted to him. Avodas Hashem, Avodas Elokim means undertaking service that Kodesh Baruch could only be done if you feel indebted to Kodesh Baruch so deep that you feel restless in any given moment. Then you don't find an opportunity how to express your thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's called Avodas Hashem. You have to look forward. Now, many of us, as we're going to say later, if things goes well, it's either for two things, either to punish us, he wants to pay us back in this world that we shouldn't, or he doesn't want our company, and he makes everything we should forget about him. We don't know, sometimes the greatest blessing is the fact that we are so much in need of him. So when we take, we don't, but if you don't focus properly on those details, no way can you repay these thanks. So he says, overall of mankind, Kodesh Baruch Hu divided his service to mankind, especially in four inyon, in four categories. And explain, celebrate. So Rishon, the first thing which you have to realize and accept and thank Hashem for is Tevis HaBeira Kolelus Kol Odom, the goodness of Kodesh Baruch Hu, which in this goodness includes all mankind. All mankind, man. But who and what is it? What is the goodness which all mankind benefit from this Torah? Hamtzion, the Kodesh Baruch Hu put people up to existence, Achash Lahoy Dover Nimse, as before, as they had never existed before. Mankind came into existence from nothing. Vachyoysam, the Kodesh Baruch Hu put him alive. Made him alive. He made him from nothing, and he made him alive. But Tevelahem, and all the goodness which Kodesh Baruch Hu is bestowing to this man, Kochala Shigam Zich V'Shar Hashem Sefer Hazeh. Everything which you mentioned, Shara Bchino, very over there, you mentioned, detailize all the developing stages of a man, which everything is beautifully planned for the benefit of the man. The way man has been created, a little infant, why is the infant, why is not knowledgeable, the way he develops his infancy and he comes into his, everything is to the benefit of the man. But from this Torah, all mankind benefit, the Goyim, Yid, the most primitive, everyone benefits. That's the overall. But okay, for this alone, all mankind is actually committed to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and overall avoider. Now, what we said before, we started this morning, that every person has to express his thanks to Hashem based on his specialty. In this Torah, which is speaking out, there's no special life. All people are alike. The Goy is just as much committed as the Yid. And every person, the most unknown person, the primitive one, because this is something which is obvious. The person looks at himself. Who put me into existence? Hashem. Who made me? Hashem. Who makes me alive is Hashem. This is something which is called Neodam. So therefore, we are already committed to Kodesh Baruch Hu, an overall avoider. The hearers is, what do we have to give him? How do we have to thank him? It's called HaToyres HaSichliyos. All the logical ethics, Toyres HaSichli, Sichli means something, a logical requirement, Asher Noach Ben Odom, which Odom Arishon already commanded his life. V'chanoich, v'noyach, v'bonov. He mentions the tzaddikim of those generations before Torah was given. Odom Rishon, Chanoich, Noyach, and his children. V'iyev, v'chaveira, v'iyev. Ademois, Moshe Rabbeinu, v'ashur, hotil Moshe Rabbeinu. Hotil Moshe Rabbeinu, Kodesh Baruch Hu had not given any particular mitzvah, particular called mitzvahs hashimiyos, just religious mitzvahs, just do it because I'm telling you with no condition. It was all mitzvahs hasichlis, all logical things. From kill, don't commit murder, the seven mitzvahs ben enayev, they're all logical things. Now, those logical things is something which has to be invented by man himself if you are not reckless, if you are just not a parasite, you're just not a taker, and for no justification. You Kodesh Baruch Hu has given enough logic and intellect to a man to understand, to recognize the immediate commitment which you have to give to somebody who is taking care on you. And this was actually the seven mitzvahs. That's the reason that Ruchon Wasserman has this beautiful mimer where he asks the question, how could the seven mitzvahs ben enayach, the man that's from a goy, how who teach the goy, who taught the goy? The goy had a father, a drunk, and a teacher, a professor, had a rotten, corrupted person. And he grew up in a society, take a guy from the Harlem and say, how come he don't keep seven mitzvahs ben enayach? I mean, who should have teach him? He was born the most. So the Ruchon Wasserman tells us, no. Seven mitzvahs ben enayach is an instilled requirement every human being, just like you know how to eat and how to breathe. Your seichel, your normal, natural intellect should lead you to this commitment, unless you purposely corrupt yourself and ruin yourself and use things as a justification. But it's not something you have to be commanded. This is something we have played as a seichelis, because Moshe gave enough logic to understand it. Because we do know. There is a sense of appreciation, a sense of thankness in a person in his nature. And especially when he knows that he always falls back on this provided further. You know, maybe one time a person may give you something, you may not thank him, let's say, because you're never going to see the person again. But if you remember the fundamental existence of yours, you came from nothing, and your existence is depending on something which is beyond you. Everything, life is nobody's control. Nobody knows who's getting up in the morning. Obviously, it's a fact. Nobody knows. They call it luck, and they call it who knows what, mazel, whatever they should call it. Now, when you recognize there is a sham, which nature does, as we learned in Shara Bchina, does lead to the point there is a sham, and you could see Hashgacha Pratis in everything if you are honest objectively, then obviously you recognize that you're being given Mechadosh V'chol Yom Tomid V'masoy Tuvay V'chadosh V'chol Yom Tomid, is goodness. You see, you're always depending on the provision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, automatically and naturally commands it to be Mechabal V'chol Yom Tomid in this overall man category. And Mishiv Dovek V'am and all those who was attaching himself to those people, Kulal Avodah Selakim to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Yetiv L'Elohim B'Tayvim Echeres, and all of those who actually acknowledge this one, Yetiv L'Elohim, because Baruch Hu will further bestow on him goods, and B'Tayvim Echeres, especially as good Mishav B'nei Odom, from all other people, Yitel Amal Eseri B'Olim Azeh, V'Gmur O'Olim Abo. Now those people who recognize this fact, like we said, Odom Chanoich, Nisi Shilden, Nisi Shelach, all the Tzadikim, obviously recognize this, and he made recognition to that. Because Baruch Hu, of course, Yitzel Amal Yisrael, because Baruch Hu will give him an additional advantage Ba'olam Hazeh in this world. But Gmur HaGodol Ba'olam Hazeh is also going to give him a tremendous reward in the world to come. Because he recognizes Avram, Kama Avram, Shomar Elohim, like Avram, because Baruch Hu, Al Tira Avram, don't be afraid Avram. Amalichim Mogaloch, I'm going to shelter you, protect you, Schorcha Harbe Meyoid. Your reward is very big.
This is only if someone connects these mitzvahs, what does it look like?
Absolutely. Somebody who recognizes the seven Sheva mitzvahs ben enayach and knows it does because of Hashem. So you gave it back to Kodesh Baruch Hu, so Kodesh Baruch Hu is rewarding you for that. In other words, you know, usually for a thank you, you don't get rewarded. If I bought you coffee, you told me thank you, so I said thank you, and now you deserve a piece of cake too. I say thank you for cake, and now you deserve who knows what, even more. Usually thank you is Hashem is not so. If you recognize Hashem, you tell him thank you, so then he says, now, Kodesh Baruch Hu for that, will reward you in this certain world to come. What is the big schar of Avraham Avinu? What was the schar? You recognize the truth. So what? You recognize the truth. This is actually what is bringing us further into recognition of Avodas. What is the recognition of servants to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What is service to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? To tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu thank you is a requirement. It's a requirement, right? I have to recognize the fact he does miss something. So that's about this Hashem. Now, if Hashem acknowledged, okay, I said, fine, Baruch Hashem. So he stopped. You gave me, and thank you. But the Kodesh Baruch Hu does not stop. If you made the basic elementary requirement, you said thank you, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is rewarding for this thank you. And if you have vision, if you have eyes to see, that you see you're being rewarded further. You see the life as life goes and develops into further thing. So the response of you, thank you, which Hashem gave to you, requires the other thank yous, even deeper ones. And that starts snowballing in avoidance Hashem greater and greater if you recognize, if you use the intellect. Of course, if you avoid, you don't use the intellect, you may forget to say even the first thank you. So the ball never starts rolling. But obviously, in that way, the Rambam says, so the Shem HaMitzvah Benal, this is says, Chassidei Umas Oilam, which probably actually brings you the moshul of the specialty of Avram, which at that time he was a Ben Noach. At that time he was not yet, as it says, till Moshe Rabbeinu, all mankind, including till Moshe Rabbeinu, because then only started the special nation, Am Yisrael, only by Tzius Mitzrayim. He's bringing an example of Rambam Avinu. And this is, Abraham Kodesh Baruch Hu says, according to that you could understand, the Rambam says that this is a goy keep Shem Mitzvah Benoch, is a Ben Oilam Habo. But the Gemara says, it's only if it does Shem Shemaim, that's for Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's not a nice, I am a human, belongs to humanity.
Humanitarian.
Somebody keeps Shem Mitzvah Benoch as a decent humanitarian, as Menschlichkeit, as not to meet Hashem, doesn't get any reward. Because it is a Menschlichkeit. So, okay, let Menschlichkeit reward you. Let humanitarianism reward you. If you do it because you recognize Hashem and you're obligated to Hashem, so based to the extent how much you're obligated to Hashem, is Hashem obligating himself to you. And anyone who will despise, will not accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Toi Voisov, with his goodness. That doesn't mean he doesn't accept Hashem. You need two conditions. We need the recognition of Hashem, and then he does his toivus. If somebody accepts Hashem but he doesn't recognize his toivus, he says, listen, he created me, let me take care of it. It's his obligation. I don't owe him anything. As unfortunately many children say today, that's one of the reasons the Gemara says, anyone who is denying the goods which parents have done to a child, if you respect your father as you were respecting me, and if you define them as you define me, why? Because actually this is, we have two obligations. We have an obligation to recognize the fact that he does it. Second, I'll owe him something. Now, zilzul and kibud avim could come in two forms. One form could come zilzul kibud avim. You fail to recognize the goodness which Hashem, which your father mother does to you. If you have to recognize altogether, just ignore what he does to you. Number two, you do admit that he do to you something, so what? It's your obligation. I'm your son. Same thing is with us. We have the same attitude to Hashem. Many, many things which fail altogether to recognize Hashem is good to us. We fail to thank Hashem for our daily life and so on and so on. And therefore that hinders us not to thank Hashem, not to lack in Avodas Elokim. And sometimes we do recognize it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what? He owes it to us. He created me, let him take care. So obviously you see you need two things. In order to be mechayev us, to make us committed to Avodas Elokim, we have to recognize Elokim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in formation. And second, the Tavoyis does the Tavoyis, we need both him. It's Dimishi Yamre Elohim Etzai, somebody who will go against Hashem in B'tis Tavis, Yipoyim Mimadreg Samadami, automatically, we're talking about the first base of humanitarian, of people, mankind. He falls from the Dargah, from the recognition of Medabr of mankind, Umalois of the specialty, El Shefel to the lowest of Madreg Sahasha in Medabr, to the lowest of the animalism. The world is put together in four categories, Doimim Tzameh Chai Medabr. Now, what is the advantage the medaber over the chai, the talkative, the man over there, that he could recognize this basic minimal recognition that there is Elohim, because Baruch Hu provides the goods, and therefore thank him. And the minute you fail to recognize one, either the existence of Hashem, or you know the existence of Hashem, but the fact that he does to you goods continuously, that you obligated to him, you immediately had demoted yourself from this darga of medaber. Not to the chai, not to animalism, but to El Shefer Chai, to the lowest of animalism. Because the animal does in his level much more beautiful his job than you would do as an animal. If you could consider man being only other species of an animal, or the other type of animal, you could very well consider man as an animal. Because the minute when you take away from man his obligation of recognizing, his obligation of appreciation and thanking Hashem, The meaning to take that away, he's nothing more than a being in this world, no different than any other animal. So he's a specialized animal, goes with 2 feet, has a sefer, has an intellect, so he's a very unique animal. But if man comes in the category of animal, then that, as an animal, how much does he fulfill his job? He says, El Shefer Lachai, to the lowest of animals. Because any other level lives better up to his standards, but as an animal, than you as an animal, because you have something in yourself which you don't know how to utilize. You have a sechel, you have an intellect, you have a certain basic honesty which HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts in a person which yearns, which seeks honesty and appreciation. This is a human nature, and you're not doing it, you're not utilizing it. So you come to the shefel, you're vegetable in the animal, you're not even utilizing it. So therefore he comes down to El Shef Medegas Asha Enim Edaber. V'yedino ikedina v'emas v'oilam, his position in this world, his condition in this world, his din, the justification of him being existing in this world will be only like a behemoth in this world, like an animal in this world. Kuma Shekosev, like the Pasuk says, v'oive Hashem, those who hate Hashem. Now who hates Hashem? Hating Hashem doesn't mean that you have to fight Hashem. It says, yamre elokim etavoysav. Those who don't recognize Hashem, it's called, he hates Hashem, he's nothing. Those who are in this case, who don't recognize this requirement, they will be kikar korim. Koli bo'oshen korim. What's mean kikar korim? When you buy, you buy sheep and goats, when you buy a calf, and because you want to have steak, what do? You keep them, and you feed them, and you feed them, they should get fat and fat and fat. You're only fattening them, you're making them heavy only for one reason, later to slaughter them and to benefit from the meat. So, if you take an animal, he's an animal. Now what is an animal? You buy a cow, you buy any kosher animal, and you bring him to the backyard, you start feeding him, you're whining him and dining him, you're whining him and dining him continuously. And it's such a good time. He's so loyal to so benefit, but he doesn't recognize every time you give him to the S, no, eat. I don't think you don't get to each other a fatter steak, a better steak, almost looking at how good he is. You're tapping him in his back and say, how about this? Put him on his scale and give him more and give him more. And since he's an animal, Baruch Hashem, he doesn't know what you're planning to do with him. Imagine a man, how do you call the people who eat cannibals?
Cannibals.
Okay. Imagine Chas V'Shalom you're falling in these cannibal camps.
That's humanitarianism.
Yeah, that's humanitarianism. That
was a vegetarian.
Instead of eating human, yeah? Suppose you fall into these camps, and you know that you're destined to one thing, but you're very thin. So they take care of you, they're feeding you, adding you every day, they're whining you, dining you, they make you feel good, and they want to raise your appetite, so they put a little symposium, they put a little classical music, you know, you shouldn't be so tense, you should have a better appetite, you should digest it better. And how would you eat? Just exactly, Oyv Hashem. This is actually Oyv Hashem. You don't recognize why in this world. You don't recognize who are you then? Kikar Korim. Just like these animals who are being fed to make them fatter and fatter and fatter. Koli Bosh and Kolu. They're all going to be disappearing in smoke. They're going to make smoked meat out of it. Salamis. That's all what they're made for. That's all what we are here. The mankind who doesn't recognize why it comes down, it doesn't recognize the first basic element of appreciation and thanking to Hashem, that Hashem is visiting him. So why existing here? Now obviously we've been taking care, we're getting up in the morning to work, we eat, and we're taking care. We have been taking care, and if you don't recognize why we have been taking care, you're lower than this animal. Because this animal, at least while he feeds and everything, he doesn't know where he goes. The kikar korim kolu, they don't know that they're being destined, and they're gonna be finalizing their life just in the salami factory. They don't know it. So this while they're being dined the wine, they enjoy it. But we do know it. After all, we do. Everyone goes into a graveside, and that's all that is. And how much will it be punished in the world to come? Harosh Elam Alman, which is even worse. Harosh Elam, there's no worse than Kumash Kos. Ruchachem Eshto Chalchem. Your Ruach, your soul, fire will destroy you. How does Rechiv Weitzman will say? If you take a man, if you calculate what a man is, comes to this world, how much does he weigh? 7 pounds. Okay? And you say, if you figure out how much he eats in the next 70, 80, 90 years, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him, figure out how much ton of food, how much milk and how much eggs and how much chicken, how much he eats. You need square blocks of warehouses to warehouse in the food which he's eating. Tons of food. I don't know how much. Okay? We need somebody to figure out how much he's eating and what is all of this going into. he gains when he dies. How much is he? 150, 170 pounds, 180 pounds. Subtract how many pounds he was when he came to Israel. Seven. There's a net weight. The net profit is 163 pounds. Okay, that you put into the grave, and then the worms have a feast over there. They finished off the 163 pounds. For that, you have to need hundreds of tons of food. You became a mixer. That's all that you have. You have to mix food to get 163 pounds. This is the whole thing. This is kikar korin. At least this behavior, you feed him, you get steaks. But here's the opposite. You're eating hundreds of tons of food to get you to deliver 163 pounds for what, for the worm? And this is the suffering immediately that you see that you're worthless. And this, as the Chavis Lakish says, is the first level of mankind, which every guy has to give this cheshbon. And the one that doesn't make this cheshbon, doesn't make this calculation, he calls him Oyva Hashem. This is the obligation of every mankind. So that's the first level of Avodas Elokim. And then he says, V'ruchachem eshtachalchem. And then it doesn't make, and what will be the punishment for your ruach? Now, what is the ruach? The ruach is your intellect. Now, here I'm going to say something which is original. And I've not seen it at all. I've seen it, certain pieces mentioned in Sforim, but putting it together. What is the we have to know, the Gehenna is a spiritual thing. The Gehenna is, you have to be zeichet to get into the Gehenna. You have to be zeichet to go into Gehenna. People think Gehenna is a place of punishment, where everyone goes to hell. To go to Gehenna, go to hell, you have to be somebody to get there, to get in, to get a visa. And then once you get in, it's not so bad. It's bad, but you know, at least that's, the Gehenna is not more than the laundry, the fun cleaning, where, you know, Shoma is very destined to come back to his root, to his source, wherever he belongs. But you're all damaged, you're all stained with stains, with all the deeds which are done here. So he can't come back like that. So once it's okay, you're ready to come back, they put him into the cleaning process. And Gehenna is nothing more than a cleaning process. To get into the Gehenna, before you get in, that's the most painful thing. The preparation that you're being ignored, and floating, all kind of things. And one of the first stages of the punishment, even before you get it, is called the kafakela. Kafakela means that you exist and you float and you don't know where you belong. You don't belong here, you belong that the world. And those people float out to see the whole world. This is one of the... Now, over there, you're being ignored. Over there is a total being ignored. So what the... And they say the pain of the kafakela, the being, the loneliness, it's the hardest pain. In Gehenna, at least, you're being giving attention. I mean, in the Holocaust, those people who were lost, like we were, like my mother was in Auschwitz, it was hell, but she was not ignored. She was not ignored, to the bad, to the good. At least the little food she was given, the little ration food she was given, she was whipped also. She said, somebody giving God what we had to. But we were not so much whipped privately, because we were floating, we belonged to nobody. Nobody took care of us, like you were nothing, you were a little ghost. Totally, nobody giving you any attention, not bad, not good, you didn't belong to anyone, just totally ignored. That's one of the worst pains. Now, what is, it says, Ruchachem esh tochalchem. Ruchachem, your ruach, what is the ruach? The ruach is the intellect of a person. The body dies, the intellect, which is the seichel, the nefesh ha-bahamis, the animalistic soul, does not die, does not die, cannot die. This is eternity. Esh tochalchem. Fire will destruct you, will eat you. What is the fire in such a stage? And obviously, we must say, they don't have, no way do they have any comparison, any closeness to any kind of attention which Rishi Yisrael get, the wickedness of Yisrael, of a Jew. We're talking for all mankind. So the biggest punishment will be, which I'm putting together a little of scientific knowledge of today, they speak about this life after death experiences. But they have millions of people experience life after death. And one of the things which they show you, which you tell the vast majority of situations, but the minute that a person dies, that means the soul leaves his body, his soul immediately sees the entire life in front of him, all the things which he left behind, everything which is at once. Just like, you know, usually you draw a picture of your day's work, you see the whole day in front of you, you don't see the year ago in front of you, 10 years ago in front of you. But the minute when the soul is removed from the body, it is limitless. So time becomes all compacted and all becomes like one picture. It's like the pieces, the jigsaw puzzle pieces. Every event of life comes into place. Also, you see the whole structure from beginning to the end. And you see yourself. You see yourself as a complete picture. And you see what you accomplished, what you didn't accomplish. You see all the bad and all the good. I interpret the things which most of these things they show goodish things. Hellish things that are not being shown. Very little. Most of the things, because the Gemara says when a person dies, he sees everything, hears everything, knows everything. But the real punishment, real judgment starts only when he's been put into the grave and he's being buried. Then comes the chibut hakever, comes the malach, and then comes the real judgment. So before he's buried, he sees only the positives of his life. Negative, only starts the chibut hakever. That answers why all those people, since they came back alive, they've been revived. The people alive after that, after clinical death, and they have been resurrected by kind of things. Since they have not been buried, they don't see the hellish experience. They don't see the blemishes which they've done wrong. They see only the goodness. But what's happening when you're getting into the cave? There is no back. Nobody could get back. All of a sudden, you see what you had missed. And as I said once, explained to somebody, Israeli, I gotta get used to the Gehenna. Everyone is there. I'm gonna get along like everyone gets along. I mean, I'm not the only bad guy in this world. You know, usually it's sort of Rabban Chotzen Chom says everyone has to go through. This is, you know, we gotta survive somehow. That's the way we think at first. No, don't think you're gonna be punished. You're not gonna be punished. And I'm gonna tell you what's the punishment. This is Ruchacham Esh Tochalchem. I told him, imagine that in 1940 you had a chance to kill Hitler. In 1940 you had a chance. He was told you better kill Hitler, because this is going to happen. 6 million Jews are going to kill. As you liquidate now Hitler, you save 6 million Jews. Yeah. You were too busy to listen to that. And you go out, you went to a disc, played a guitar, you forgot it. And then happened what had happened. How would you feel? And you survived. How would you feel? Could you live with this conscience that it was in your hand to liquidate Hitler and save 6 million Jews? And now what happened? And your father and mother and relatives all have died, which you loved them dearly. And you could have saved them. You could have saved them. It was in your hand to save them. You couldn't live with this conscience. What would you live with? And say, all this, imagine, I've taken the most brutal illustration in our imaginative mind. It's nothing in comparison when we will be shown what you could have accomplished in that 1 second of our life. 1 second, because you could have accomplished. And if you had not accomplished, the damage is much, much supersedes the damage of 6 million Jews killed by Hitler. Every moment, what could have been accomplished by not accomplishing this mission, it's pale. There's no illustration in this world which you could bring illustration by missing an opportunity. But this guy missing an opportunity, how much would he be guilty with? It's nothing in comparison to how much when we will see the minute our soul is leaving our body and we see the absolute truth, what a man could do with 1 moment of his life, to appreciate 1 second of his life. And we miss so much. And all our punishment will be just to know the truth. See, this is belong to you. This what you could have accomplished. Look what you had done. You just missed it. And it's again in every second of our life. There's no greater punishment than that. And that's actually, the Kafa Kela means that you float around, and all you float around is seeing yourself vis-a-vis what you could have been. That's all. There is no greater punishment. You've done it. Now, after you have been punished, even in a situation like that for a time, but Hashem, this could go on for hundreds of years, for thousands of years, Neshamas, they have no tikkunim. And by the way, this is every goyim says it's going to be, every Russia. Everyone knows that. In other words, there is every animal doesn't get punished at all. Animal has no conscience. Animal has no recognition fact. Matter of fact, I saw it in the other sefer that the only one who could really serve Hashem by thanking and asking and appreciating and recognizing is only mankind. Melochim, they can't. They have no free choice. So can animal not. They see Shira, the singing to Hashem. They see it as a part of their robotism that they express Shira, singing, singing Hashem. They're like the musical instrument in this world. We are Yisrael, we are the orchestra that we are singing to Hashem through our own free choice by recognizing the truth. And we use the Bria to creation to sing along with us. So every dog and every animal says Shira Takur sings to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but not out of their own Bechira. They are not even the musical instruments. The whole Bria is singing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All the creatures sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but they have no reward for that. That's what they have been created for. We mankind, that we use them, if we recognize that our types are avoided as Elohim, and we sing along because we do it, so we use the whole Bria with us, like an orchestra symphony which has beautiful instruments, and we use them to express our devotion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But in case we do not recognize our commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't do obligation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the contrary. Then we misuse it. The only one who could really thank and appreciate Hashem is only a man. And this man is including even the basic man, the basic man of Adam, until Moshe Rabbeinu. Even in this first category of mankind, which is the native goy, which has absolute no background knowledge, as it was demonstrated by Avraham Avinu, he was a basic native goy. Nobody gave him any kind of a. And that's the reason Avraham Avinu has been chosen, because he had shown that to what extreme a person could bring himself to the highest level. Where did he come? A child of Nimrod, a child of Terach, which was total the opposite, idol worshiper, and living in the most terrible time when the whole world was ganged up against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. They were all united in one language, in one philosophy, by a man declared God, which means every individual declares himself God, which was symbolized in Nimrod, but everyone wasn't meaning Nimrod, not to be obligated to anyone except to himself, to make me life. And this area, Avraham Avinu came up, recognized the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And you see, this obligation goes on every human being today. That's the first level for Avodas Elokim which we are required.
So the middle of the page, Kufayim Bof, where Inyan Hasheni, and the second in the middle of the page, when we're speaking, when the Nefesh asks the Seichel, what do I have to understand, what do I have to concentrate, which should bring me to an additional Toisus Avoido, to excessive Avoido to make me. So he said, there's three types of goodness, three Nyonim which we have to value to recognize. One is the first Inyarish which we learned yesterday, is the closest to get fact of overall humanity, overall people. As individual, as man, what's the advantage over a man over an animal? And by recognizing the advantage of man over an animal, in this respect, we have to see to utilize all the specialty to serve Hashem. If not, then we demote ourselves even worse than an animal would be. Inyan Hasheni, the second thing which we have to evaluate is Tovus Avoda, the goodness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, La'am min ha'amim v'umah min ha'umas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is choosing a nation from all the other nations, and is specializing his Tovus for one particular nation. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu was specializing making good for B'nai Yisrael, Jewish kingdom, but Tzim Eretz Mitzrayim and took him out from Mitzrayim, the Vim Ebonim Eretz Kan, land of Canaan. The Chivam Bezeh, and therefore he commanded them, Avoidi Yaseira al Avoidi Rishayna, an excessive Avoidi over the first one. In other words, in the Inyarish, the first one was over the specialty, the superiority of mankind over animal that made a man to become thankful and serving Hashem just because he's a man. Now all mankind has to serve Hashem, as he said, even the Benoyach. Now we have to serve Hashem in a double situation, not only as an individual human being, but the fact that Kodesh Baruch Hu chose us from all the nations, made us a special nation. He took us out of Mitzrayim, so this special avodah, this special tovah which is giving us, we have to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu in more in above than the previous one. In which respect does it have to emphasize? HaToyrois HaShimiyois. Here we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even this type of Torah, even this type of recommendation, which only we could hear and not understand, not the logical. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu already was warned us and made us responsible to serve him with the Torah Sasichos. We explained yesterday that the first level, the specialty of man is that he has to utilize his specialty, which is what? Is his intellect. The intellect is creating logic. So all the logical, religious relationship to Kodesh Baruch Hu, a man has to do it. But now that we have been chosen from all, the nation from all the nations, what has it just manifested? That with what have we been chosen? The Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us a Torah Hashimiyah. It's a Torah which is a traditional Torah. It's only giving it over with no way could a man, like keeping Shabbos, like all the other mitzvahs, which is not a logical mitzvah, no logic would ever develop such a Torah. So now, we have been designed from all the nations, designated from all the nations, and chosen all the nations with what? He took us out of Mitzrayim, he gave us a Torah, took us into Eretz Yisrael, and he tied the existence of the world in every step, wherever we do, wherever we go, to Mitzvah Hashem, the Torah Hashimas. B'mishi kibla L'chvod Elokim, those who are received this special Torah, which we met out of Mitzrayim, in honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he understands the owe to him, Yichabdo Yo'keil, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will designate him B'Torah with goodness, will be definitely rewarded. The Chibur Le'avoido Zilos, Avoido Zimos HaShar Shvita, the Chibur Le'avoido, those part of the nation because Boch had designated them special with special goodness. They made him responsible avoido a certain type of avoido, Zilos avoido some Moshe Shashifto, more than all the others. Now, we are all a part of Am Yisrael. Then of course Boch went in Am Yisrael and he took a person and he gave him even more responsibilities than all the other tribes in this nation. K'moi, Shemotzori Shevet Levi. Just like you find the Shevet Levi. He was special, like there was a special tribe. K'moi Sheomar Moshe, like Moshe Rabbein told him, Miro Shem Eloi, anyone who is interested for a Kodesh Baruch Hu should come to me. He also ill of K'moi Levi. And old Bnei Levi came, that means that Bnei Levi took on more Davoida than all the other average members of Am Yisrael. Choyisif Lemu Keil, Toi Viseir, Kodesh Baruch Hu gives him even more excessive goodness. Bukhar Mehem, and had chosen from them, from the Bnei Levi, the Shoris Kvoidoi, to service the Kuvad of the Kvoidoi, the Board of Truah Aharon and his children, with Tziva Oysam, and he commanded them, Besoyrois Yeseyrois, in more mitzvahs, in more Torahs, Mishore Umo, from the older, other nation. Yod Oysam, Begumura Godoyla, Loyram Abo, and designated them with a great reward in Loyram Abo. It means that after knowing the specialty, the superiority of man over animal, and which this way you are responsible to take on all the logical avoided to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you have to serve Hashem with that. Now, even more, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, over and above that, from all mankind, he chose the nation. So you have to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the specialty as a chosen nation. Now, if you happen to be a member of the nation, or between the nation himself, you have a certain specialty. You like the Bnei Levi. Now today the Bnei Levi doesn't mean Dafka Bnei Levi. Anyone who is dedicated to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like I said, somebody is a Rav, somebody is a Dayan, somebody sits a learner, somebody is a Mishoris HaTzibur, is always involved with public, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the opportunity to do it. Even today there is a specialty of the special chosen for in with him the nation like Bnei Levi. As I said, anyone who has this chus to spend his time to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu through serving Am Yisrael in any given form, and how do you know you have been designed for that, have been designated for that, maybe you appointed yourself for that? The answer is, you have been given the opportunity to do it. Like a person who has seichel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives somebody panosa and gives him the situation, the setup in such a way that he's capable of doing it. His family situation, his panosa situation, his talents, and the acceptance of the tzibur. So all of a sudden a person sees that he could spend his life in a very constructive way. All these things, he even have to thank more for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's more responsible to thank for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not as we take it, Hashem should pay you a lot back. Hashem does not need anything. This is all a schus. Every time when Hashem, now the Bnei Levi, you could say Bnei Levi, they were designated, Bnei Kitchil, Nahar, Nekoy, and they were serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'samidash. No, they should be paid by Hashem. It's coming to them. They're servicing Hashem. Yes, if a Melech Bosal Adam, a king, which needs the service, and your service, you have to be paid. Hashem doesn't need anything. Hashem created man as a chesed. So the fact we are man, we have to say, thank Hashem, we are man, we're not animals. Now, the fact that we are Jews, it's even a bigger chesed, because Baruch Hu made us between the chosen people. So you have to serve Hashem at a higher level just because you're a Jew, especially if you haven't chosen to be between the Jews, also special that you could serve the Jews, you could serve Am Yisrael through either a Kohen, a lady, or I've said today that Tarosa Ibn Osa, and you give a service to Klal Yisrael in such a way, how much more you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu with this HaKadosh Baruch Hu designated you. Anyone who will not do his job, will go against Hashem, Yis'alem Mehem. He will fall from both advantages. Now he's going to fall from both. he will fall from the, he's going to be punished first as a Jew, and he's going to be punished as a human being. There's two levels of punishment. You're going to, just like there's a reward, two levels of rewards. You get rewarded as a responsible man, you get rewarded as a responsible Jew. So if you are not behaving as it should be, you're getting a double punishment. It's not going to be good for the Rosha, and he's not going to live forever. It means, that's two punishments here. Sometimes, there could be a punishment, at least this world is good, and the world to come is not. Or this world is not good, the world to come is good. Says Toiv Lo Yerosh is going to be, it's not going to be good for the Rosh, not in this world, Lo Yarech Yomim, and he's not going to have the world to come. It means to say, a Goy only gets punished once, because he rebelled, he defined his responsibility as a human being. So he only gets one punishment. So what's the punishment? He doesn't get Olam Habo. He's not going to have Lo Yarech Yomim. He's not going to live forever. He's getting lost. But after all, did certain good things, so he's going to get repaid here in this world. A Jew, since he has to serve Hashem for two accounts, one has a human being, one has a Jew, if he doesn't, he has to be punished both. What is it? First, for the fact that he's not a human being, or not a Jew, he's not going to live forever, and he's going to lose in his Olam Habo. And the fact that for the second part that he's a Jew, he's a Tavlo Yer Rosh, it's not good. Regret. It's full of regret, man, all his life. That means that he never have a peace of mind. Because after all, he's not utilizing his humanity, he's not utilizing his specialty. So he's not good in this world. So he's getting twice punished. He has a double punishment for not behaving well. One as a human being, one as a Jew. And then comes the third specialty of a man, which has to serve Hashem, Tovei Salim, al Mishpocha, Mishpocha Su Uma. The specialty of the Kushbocha designed him as a family, from all the other families. Kakuna Ravuo Vizera Malucha Bez David. Now, if you remember before when I said by the second part, the Kushbocha made us as a nation, and in between the nation also, he gave the individual the right to be special in the nation, to serve the nation. Koine Bonav. Here he says, after Kushbochu from all the creatures had chosen man, after from all mankind he chosen Am Yisrael, the Jewish nation, then in between Am Yisrael, in the nation of Am Yisrael, also chose families who gave over Kohuna, Levua, Zeram Lucha Beis Dovid, Kohen and Levi, and Zeram Lucha Beis Dovid, the leadership. The Chiba Malzeh, and for this special chosenness, he so this is over and above which man could choose. The Santa Kushbochu, if I want to be a Kohen, I can't be a Kohen. If somebody's not Zera Malchus Bezdobit, it cannot be a Nosi, Zera Malchus Bezdobit. Chiba Mazavoida said, Kushbochu, those who have been chosen for the special things, Kushbochu commands them even certain excessive Avoida. Vavoida Sakune Valvi Eduas. We know what the void of the Kohen Levi is. We say for Toyris Elohim. Toyris Bezdobit. What is the Toyris Bezdobit? Kumai Shakosa, the Posek says, Beis David, the house of Koy Omer Hashem, so as Hashem said, Dinu la'aboy ker mishpat. Get up in the morning and be done justice. Learn justice, Choshem Mishpat. Vatzilu gozul miyad oishek. And rescue the one who's being robbed from the hand of his robbers. In other words, make sure that should be peace and justice between Jewish people. People shouldn't take advantage of monetary ways, one from the others. That's Zer Machos Bezdovit. They were the Nesiim, they were the princes in the Am Yisrael, and the main function was there should be Shalom, there should be peace. That's Zilu Gozim Yadosh. And those who fulfill their responsibilities of the specialties, Finkoyen, or Levi, or Zer Machos Bezdovit, or Tzayin Elohim, through the love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yechadeyu, Kel Toiveh, Kodesh Baruch Hu will designate him goodness bo'elam yizay in this world, begmur, to reward. Begmur agon, like big reward, lo'elam abo. Now those people who have been designed, they do it, l'chvot, toybe selakim, l'tzayin elakim, because they love Hashem, Kodesh Baruch Hu will reward him in this world, the world to come. Ye nodiv nifchor, he's going to be a chosen nodiv. Nodiv means a generous person, a moir tzedek. Or he's going, nodiv nifchor means he's going to be a tzedek. A moir tzedek is going to become a dayan. to become like Rav. Those people who thank Hashem for this opportunity and they give everything back to Hashem through giving service to Amis, the way it should be given service, those people, Kodesh Baruch Hu, will choose them. Kodesh Baruch Hu, Pinchas, like a process on Pinchas, Yam with Pinchas, Pinchas to be followed with the Yotzer Hamagefa. And Pinchas designated himself and he went and he made a Milchoma and he stopped the Magefa at a time from and even with the Choshev Loilitz Doker Adorim Adorim Adorim, Kodesh Baruch Hu had accepted and recognized him as a charity for all generations. Pinchas, from his deed, he acquired a certain position in Kahuna, and the Satanus Brisi Sholot, I give him a covenant of peace, he received it forever. Omar, the Pusses, says, the Kahanim, Alvim, and Tzodok, the Kahanim, the children of Tzodok, Asher Shomeres, Mishmeres, Mikdoshi, which they watched, Mishmeres of my Bessim Mikdosh, Besois, Bnei Yisroel, Molaiv, and Amisa went straight away from me, and they watched it, they preserved it. They're going to get close to me to serve me. I mean, this was, it's a different, because they were different from all the others, because Baruch Hu chose them, they should be serving Hashem. This is those who utilize it properly, those special designations. However, but if those special designated people, the Kahanim, the Leviim, or Zera Makos David, had not done the job as should be done, no upon the Kolomalus and Yonis Boilamazet. They fall down from all the special milos. The Gielaoi, and it's going to reach him, Tsar Godel Boilamabo, a tremendous Tsar in the Oilamabo, because Moshidat Midvar Koyach Vadosoi. As we know the story for Koyach Vadosoi. It means to say, the more a person has been designed and designated to become big, if he does it, he's going to be chosen to good. But if he doesn't, if he doesn't utilize it, then his punishment is going to be much, much greater. So the more a person potentially has, if he doesn't utilize us, the greater his punishment is becoming. Now the fourth inyan, which is a person has to use. So all of us are required, according to what he's trying to say here, to always analyze to what extent I'm specialized, unique. Because according to my uniqueness, according to that, I have to be indebted to Hashem and to serve it. And the fourth specialty, which have Toibes Elohim al Ishmi Ishebne Odom, because Baruch Hu is special good to a man from all the other men. We said first humanity. Then we said the second inyan was to thank Hashem that we are chosen with what that we are chosen, Amisol. Then in Amisol, the third thing is also there's families, Kohen Levi. Now, there's such a thing as individuality. Because Baruch Hu had given special faculties and special responsibilities me, not necessarily as an individual. He's an outstanding individual. It's all special characteristics, a special potential, special head, and special generosity, whatever a person finds himself. This is Tevis Elohim Ish, when Kodesh Baruch Hu is specializing some goodness on a man, me Ish Ebene Odom from all the others. Because designates him more from all his families, from his nation, from all other mankind. He's an outstanding person. For instance, Kenovi, as a prophet. Kenovi Mufcher. Like a Novi, which is a prophet, obviously not everyone is a prophet, so obviously, because Oy Novi Nogid. Either is a chosen Novi, or is a Novi Nogid, Metzavala Haneguma, which is not a Novi in the sense of a prophet. Kodesh Baruch Hu gives a prophecy, but rather a leader, mitzvah lahanegumah, which has certain wiseness, a certain specialty, a nogid. Nogid, I would call it. A designed leader, mitzvah lahanegumah. Kodesh Baruch Hu was mitzvah that he should be the leader of his nation. Oy chacham, or somebody has been born with special wisdom. Means to say, Hey, Elohim is Ruchai b'Chochma u'Svuna ve'Eitzo ve'Daimerze, because Baruch Hu specially had kindled in him the Chochma and understanding and advice, anything which has to do with it. But Akol HaToyve Mehem, and all the specialized goodness which is on this individual, is Chayav b'Avoido, this person is required to give it back through service to Yisera, to additional service to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Elohim to Kodesh Baruch Hu. In other words, we go back, as we said before, a person has always to know, not the way we secular people would always say, you are so special, these specialized things, you are worthy to be rewarded more, you know, you're giving more service than everyone else. Why do you have to do more to Hashem? But he says the opposite, says the sechel to the nefesh. Nefesh, you always analyze yourself with what are you special from others. First, as a human being, so you're different than an animal. Then, as a Jew, you're different from all the other nations. Then, if you belong to a certain designated group in the Jews, Koyel, Levi, Zermach of Zdovid, you're becoming a leader, you're becoming a... Then, but you have to... Every specialized goodness which you see in you, you have to accept more dedication to avoid this Hashem. Not you worthy to get more. Yes, you get rewarded if you do, but you have to know you're responsible to do more. And then, as an individual, if you recognize your individuality, that you are different than everyone, and you mentioned like a Novi, like a Nogi, like a Chocham, you have to, for all these things, you have to give back the Kodesh Baruch Hu to avoid it. And he comes back a very deep riot from the Ishbitzer. And he says, every individual has a point of Moshe Rabbeinu in himself. Every individual has a point of Aharon HaKohen in himself. It's not that there's people, there's no individual who hasn't had a certain Moshe in himself, which only he could manifest, only he could bring it out. Every individual has a certain leading position in Am Yisrael. It's not obviously it has to come out as a leader, as recognized by the others. But you in yourself have to be able to find that point in you. Everyone, Eloch Odom She'elo Shor, Eloch Odom She'elo Mokon. Isn't the person who hasn't got his time? Isn't the person who hasn't got his place? And Al Tiboz L'chol Odom, don't put away the whole man. There's no such a thing as Boz L'chol Odom, says the Goan. Never put down a whole man. Yes, there's people, very low people, they're very simple people. But there's no such a thing as Kol Odom. Al Tiboz, don't put down a Kol Odom, the whole man. In every man there's a certain uniqueness. And the first obligation which we have to ourselves, says the Sechel to the Nefesh, you have to discover in you this one positive point which you do have. And you have to, there's a certain positiveness in you which nobody has.
To cultivate it.
And that is to cultivate. In other words, if you want to feel the nefesh has a seichel, what do you have to do to make him to be excessively responsible to avoid this Hashem? It says, recognize how much you intend to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how much do you owe to Hashem? That's the first thing. So how do you recognize how much you owe to Hashem? Depending, you look up all the specialties, the specialties which you have. First, you human being, you're not the animal. So wherever you go, there's something what you serve Hashem for more. You damn to Hashem. You go in the Bronx Zoo. You see all the animals. Says, Baruch Hashem, I'm a human being. So you have to utilize the mitzvah to service Hashem. You go in the business district. You see the goyim. Says, Baruch Hashem, I'm a Jew. Then you go to the Semedrash. Baruch Hashem, designated, I'm belonging to a family. Well, if the Hashem, I could go to the Semedrash. I could learn a Shin. Not everyone is supposed to do it. So not I deserve a reward for that. Yes, you get the reward, but you command it, you're responsible to serve Hashem in this respect. Then you go into the Besmedrish Gufa and you become a specialized individual that you utilize it properly, you owe it even more. Like the Misha Shlimo.
Are you talking about just in the Besmedrish?
In any place.
Either singer or animal.
Also, in any art, and anything which you first especially have to always find your specialties, you have to always think as to be utilized to avoid this Hashem. And anyone completed this specialty and it makes your job in all levels. It's continuously comes to him all the goodness the collective goodness for mankind and Am Yisrael and family wise and the specialized toivos. As an individual you're specializing. We will add him more power and more das. What is he specialized? That he has, first of all, his seichel, his chokhma, as we said, it made him special, and also that you could bring it out. A person could be very well a chokhma, but he can't develop it, he can't give it out, he hasn't got the guts to give it out. Now, the more you thank Hashem for that, but how do you thank Hashem? By utilizing the special koichos, give it back to avoidance, Hashem, to be mekad Hashem Shemaim, because Baruch Hu will reward you further than good, that he's going to add to you koich is going to add to your sechel. You see, unbelievable. See, the Zikne Yisrael, the old Gedolim, no matter how old they became old, 80s, in the 90s. And they have koyach, Yisraelim koyach, Yisraelim das. You don't see it in the secular world. In the secular world, there's non-existence. Non-existence. Secular world is not. If anyone wants to see what has been living Torah, going to Tuesday morning, Tuesday at 11 o'clock, to the Ponovich Yeshiva, you see the Rav Shach sits there, stands on a platform by a mic, and he gives a shiur kololi, he gives a shiur for the Yeshiva. There's a few hundred bochum fighting him, and he's an old man in the 90s, like a lion, screaming and yelling, and this, and they try to. You never saw such a thing. You don't see it. There's such a phenomenon does not exist in the secular world. Oh, take rabbis, take other manhigim, in order to be fair, you could say that the Lubavitch rabbi today could do the same thing which he done 30, 40 years ago. Man in this age, he could stand away 4 or 5 hours in a way and hacking away in his own style. See, this is all a ruach, this is a spirit which is a Kodesh Baruch Hu giving to Gedolim. Yoselem das, Yoselem koyach. If they utilize the designated roles, they utilize it for avodas Hashem. Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yoselem koyach v'das. Yoselem koyach v'das. Moshe Kostal says, Nisba Hashem le David. Kodesh Baruch Hu had sworn to David, Emes lo yoshiv memeni, lo yoshiv, Nisba Hashem le David, Emes lo yoshiv memeno. Emes will never be returned from them. If you bit of your children, Oshes l'kisloch, I'm going to give to your chair. Otherwise, I'm going to give your children, because Boch is going to add it, that your children are going to be also win a zeche. When, im yishmir b'necho b'risi, if your children are going to observe my covenant, v'doisi zoi alamdem, in this edus, in this Torah, I will teach them, gam b'nehem, also detchen, adeyad yeshim kisloch, and forever they're going to sit. Until your children are going to sit and going to continue going in your footsteps, I'm going to add, this is also called schusavos. Kodesh Baruch is going to add, if a person goes the maximum, utilizes him, Kodesh Baruch is giving him Kodesh Koyach and Tzvuna, and he's also giving to his children, to his grandchildren, as long as the children go in the path of their fathers. This is the reward right here in this world.
As long as the children go in the path of the father,
they
get more.
So they're getting Yosef Koyach and Das in Schusavos. This is the reason, that's the information that we have when a melech dies or a kohen gadol, is if his child is royal, he's the first one to get it. Because it's an extension. Like the Pasuk says, what's the point of being malamokam? You say, usually when somebody is a rof in a shtot and has a son which is royal to the rabbonas, he's a priority over others. What's that person? Why is that said? Because this is a part of the bracha which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to this father, that since you did your job the way it should be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Moshe Koyach and Das, even to your children, as long as they go, as the Pasuk says, Im Yishmiru Bonecho Berisi V'doisi Zoyelam Dem. If they're going to watch your children, my bris, then I'm going to teach them this Gam B'Nehem, also they chan Adi Adi Shal Chusala. So you see, if you go with Derech HaVoisa, if somebody goes in the fire, you get stronger and stronger. This is the reward in this world. Agmul Oilem Abo. What is the reward in Oilem Abo? Kmo Shekosi, Rav Posi, Lile Manti, Lile Zvitu Vashem Ve'ez Tuchan. Zvitu Vashem Ve'ez Tuchan. Lile Manti, Lile Zvitu Vashem. If I would not have believed in to see in the goodness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ve'ez Tuchan, in the world of life, that's the world of life, means Oilem Abo. The world of life is called Ve'ez Tuchan. It's the world where people live, they never die. Somebody will go against the Kodesh Baruch Hu with the goodness which the Kodesh Baruch Hu designated him. He's going to use his specialty to define Hashem. Yipoil mikol ha-malois ha-yuseyois. He will fall from all the other advantages. You know, besides, we have 4 steps. Human being, Israel, belonging to a mishpocha, of whoever called Levi or Zermach with David, and then the 4th one as an individual. Now you could say, okay, if I don't do my 4th level, I'm not utilizing my 4th specialty, so I should be demoted to the 3rd. If I don't do as a Kohen, what I have to do as a Kohen, I should be demoted as Israel. And if I don't do Israel, what I have to do as a Jew, I should be demoted, I should be at least as a Goy. No way. If you don't do what you have to do, you fall, you trust all of them, you lose everything. That's the point. You don't realize. In other words, Hashem, there's humanity in this world, and all humanity has to serve Hashem, everyone to his life. That belongs to your human being. That's Adam in Noach. When Noach, as a Sefer Shem, mitzvahs, hasichlios, all the logical, ethical mitzvahs. Then comes the Yid, comes the mitzvah, Torah Hashimios. You have to add the Tarek mitzvahs, which everything Torah commanded you. Then you come as a Koy Levi, and then you come as a special, unique individual. So, but Mishiyam el Kimber Torah Shech Derbeke, if you fail in that specialized designation which you have been Yipol Mikol Hamar, so you fall from all of them. You can't just be the mode. Vidag the call of a boy, because Baruch will be dug, will watch him, the Cheshbon, with a particular Cheshbon, Yosel Boilam as a more in this world. He's going to watch every Moshe Kotel Posek, who has a Divar Hashem Leimoy, it's Hashem to be Kroivai Ekodesh. The more a person is Kroiv, and close to Kosh Baruch, the more Ekodesh, the more Kosh Baruch will be sanctifying himself with him by polishing him. But Pnei Kola Ome Kovet, and I will be respected by the entire other nations, be it a Mahad, and therefore Hamlet kept quiet when this thing happened with Lozer in summer. They died because of Lifna Hashem, went too close to Kodesh Baruch. Now, obviously, Kodesh Baruch was medagnic to them that Kodesh Baruch's cover became honored. The Kodesh Baruch does not forgive for anyone, even for the closest one. But since he didn't do the job, they deserved it, they died. One of the posts says, Rag Eschem Edatim Mekom Mishpachas Adoma, Kodesh Baruch says, only you, Am Yisrael, are known from all the families of the earth. Okay, because I only are you I recognize. Therefore, Efkoy Da'alechem Eskol Avon Eseichem. Therefore, I'm going to reward and going to punish you back on all your sins. We are the Anshaboyim Abu Yosef Kosher. This will be punished in this world, and the punishment in the world to come will be even stronger. Kuma Shekos Rapo says, Ki Oruch Me Esmol Tofte. Ki Oruch Me Esmol Tofte. It's prepared, the Gehenna is called Tofte. And this is already prepared before, the Gehenna was there before the world was created. Ki Oruch Me Esmol, even from yesterday is prepared Tofte, the Gehenna. Gam Hila Melech Uchan. And this has been prepared for the king. Hemik Hilchiv Midurosa, because Baruch had deepened and widened his flame, Eish Ve'etz, in fire and wood. V'har Ben Nishmas Hashem, K'nachal Gofriz Ba'araboy. And many of the Nishmas Hashem has been thrown into that, just like a river of Gofriz. How is Gofriz in English? Gopher is a type of a burning material, yeah. Chemical, a burning chemical. But it's burning it. That means there's such a thing as a spiritual chemical. Spiritual chemical, let's call it, the Gehenna, which is destroying the Neshomas. I mean, all this. But El Arbo and Yonim, of all these four levels of goodness, Chayovim and Odom of Eretz Elokim, on every level, we are, people are required to avoid Hashem. The more Kodesh Baruch Hu will be Moisif Tov to the man, Chaim Olavoy is even more responsible to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu. For every Tov we have to serve more a Kodesh Baruch Hu. I mean, a royal say, a proof to that. Kat Tvua is Chayov is Bemaiser. We know Tvua, somebody has sweet, somebody is Chayov Bemaiser, yeah? Shnevel Al-Posad Aset Aset called Tvua Zarecho. You have to give a tenth from all your Tvua Zarecho. Comes a mission also, Kim Meyokor, Shal Tvua, somebody gave Kodesh Baruch Hu 100 measurement of Tvua. Chayav Emenu Sore Koyim Elokim. So 10 of them you have to give to Kodesh Baruch Hu Maaser. Mishen Osa Elokim Asore Koyim. If Kodesh Baruch Hu gives somebody only 10, Chayav Elokim Mem Korech, you don't have to give one. So obviously you see, everyone has to give according. How much he has? The more you have, the more you have to give. It's not the more you have, the more you potter. In America, in the secular world, the greater you are, the more you leave your job. You don't have to pay taxes, you relieve of this, you relieve of that. In America, that, you're tax exempt of this, you have all of a sudden. But in Avodah Zarah, no, Hashem, the more He gives you, the more you have to give. Arai, you see, Maaser. Same thing is in wisdom. The more you specialize the learning, the more you have to give back. So if Kodesh Baruch Hu gave a good head, gave a good talent in anything in this, you have to give more, you have to take responsibility more. And it says further, if the first one who have 100 kor, and instead of giving 10, he gives only 9.5. But Shane the second who has 10, it has to give one. Echad gives only one, gives the Rabban. Yerishan Onush. The first one will be punished. Hashem Yikavos Kol. The second will be rewarded. Now what is the second giving? Only one. The first is giving 9.5. He's giving 9.5 times more than the second one. And still the first one will be punished. Why? Because he has to give 10 and not 9.5. And it didn't. That's exactly what Hashem always stresses. Because Baruch Hu wants so much Shleimus. What is Shleimus? Completeness. Completeness is defined for everyone according to him. Now this person gives 9.5, it's not measured how much you give, So big, he gave 9 nefesh. Put the suit of give 10. Since the Kosh Bochum wants, if he gave you more, wants from you more. V'chein oimar, the Mishaloi oilo ben, so will be also the one who has no children. Somebody is childless. So somebody is childless, but l'menu chavi samila. He's potter. He doesn't have to circumcise his child, believe it or not, he doesn't have to teach his child Torah. A Mishu Piseach, or somebody who is Piseach, limping,
lame.
Oh, Piseach means somebody can't walk.
Crippled.
No, can't walk on his feet. No? Mishu Piseach, bottom of Menu Chavis Achok. He doesn't have to be oily in a regal. Doesn't have to go, because the law is that somebody is Piseach, doesn't have to go oily regal. Mishu Chayla, if anyone is sick, bottom of Menu Mitzvah, is bottom of Mitzvah, and you cannot do. So you could see the more Hakadosh Baruch Hu gives you, the more you chayev. Less that he gives you, the more you potter. But of course, as to this comparison, yes, chayev, you could also feel that the man becomes responsible. Mishi chadoi aboy rizboy ala betoyve. Hakadosh Baruch Hu had specialized in a person with certain toyves and goodness. And the person could sing. You have to say Hakadosh Baruch Hu would sing. Someone could ride. You have to say Hakadosh Baruch Hu would ride. But the sefes avoydalei, you have to add more avoydalei. How can they for a chassidim and a shayna, they for the first chassidim? Kashoyes of them, toivim and toivim soilam. Anytime something goodness came to them, the real chassidim and a shayna, anytime some specialized goodness came on them more than others, what was their reaction? Mispachdim lo. They became petrified. They got afraid of Mishneponim for two reasons. Echon, there one reason. Shloi katsu mashlomes avoidele. They should not shortchange Hashem. They not to use it fully. To serve a Kodesh Baruch with that, vaydo abavura, and the second thing, vaydo abavura, you should be able to thank Hashem for the specialized toiva. V'soshim lem lero, in order, shouldn't be demanded for them for badness. In other words, if a person is specialized, they become afraid, become nervous. How will I fully utilize this specialization for goodness? If not, it will be demanded for it to be accounted for me. And lero, k'mo shoyank, o mayank, v'lako yank, v'in express himself. He became afraid. He says, "Kutoyti, I became nothing. I became small. I became very small in my eyes. Why? Because of all the greatness that Kodesh Baruch Hu gives me. The more Kodesh Baruch Hu gives me greatness, Chesed gives me all the special. Gave me such a big family. Gave me the children. Gave me wealth and gave me everything. More I'm responsible to do. And I'm afraid. No way was I yoitzer." Utilize the Emet Kodesh Baruch Hu gave me, so that made him katointi. He becomes humble from his responsibilities. So that's the first reaction to the special for goodness. Mashen, the second reason why he becomes nervous, shlo yeh gmul aboyer el avodosam, that this shouldn't be conceived as a reward of Kodesh Baruch Hu of the previous avoid, v'ikvar v'gmul olam abe. And Kodesh Baruch Hu takes away his reward for the olam abe. In other words, when Hashem is specially good to a person, he gets afraid. Why is it so good? You're paying me for me now instead of that. Like the Chazal tell us in the Gemara, because Baruch is rewarding his enemy on his face in the body lives in this world, la vidoy, in order to destroy him. So, in other words, what?
Elponav.
I mean, because Baruch is reward. Usually, when we do mitzvahs, we don't see a reward. All of a sudden, imagine a person does a good act. People have a lot of love to say, no, I give charity, I was so good. And immediately I saw the reward, because Baruch Hu immediately gave me this and this. That's not so good. That's a good thing. Mishal Musonim Alpono, because Baruch Hu immediately pays you back. Okay? Immediately pays you back. Because Baruch Hu says, I don't want to lay it away from here. You do it till you get paid, and you do it. So that's exactly, every time this chassidim, when they get something specialized good, they get rewarded by Kodesh Baruch Hu, anything, for two reasons they are nervous. One, maybe they're rewarding me now, and that's it. And number two, will I be able to utilize all the specialty back to Kodesh Baruch Hu, to serve Kodesh Baruch Hu? And Yaakov Yisrael, Katoin to Mekala Chassol, Mekala Emes. But Atayin explains, that's really the reason, that's the chilek between Rosh and Atari. Rosh, the more chesed he sees is being done to him, more goodness coming to him, more arrogant he becomes. Proud of himself, Lord. I deserve it. I'm a good. I'm proud of himself. You can't talk to him. And a tzaddik, more good things is coming to him, the more devastated it becomes. Like, why does Hashem do? How could I? As David the Melech said, "Mo'osh shivin Hashem kol to." How could I return? How could I call tagmulay Eloi everything which He gave me? David the Melech, everything which Hashem gave me. Now David the Melech was a very suffering person. He was chastised. He was put down. He was He was always chaste, beginning from his early youth, from his family, his brothers considered him as an unkosher child, and he was a shepherd, like he was always a broken person. Now, in this spirit, as we learn in Kiri, one of the reasons was because he felt he never completed his job. You see, the whole Tilam de Melech, always expressing himself as humility, never feeling yoitza, never feeling fulfilled, never feeling that he does his job. This is the first point. And the second point is, and if something goes good, he's afraid maybe all this goodness is the Kodesh Baruch Hu just giving him, paying him off. So now, when you know this, the Seichel says to Nefesh, you want to have excessive oil to Kodesh Baruch Hu, just focus on the goodness Kodesh Baruch Hu is giving you. And it's four inyonim. In all four levels, you could see it. I think beginning he said three, no? He said three beginning. Alarbonia, it says four, no? It says four. So the four Yonim are mankind, Israel, Kohen Levi, tribe, and then the individual. Okay? Because also said in the form of a people, it's Demet Smech, Chaim, and Davar.
It's
four Yonim.
It's interesting that the individual is placed on the highest level.
Obviously, yes. You have to find your point of individuality in this. But the main thing it says, if you fail to meet the highest thing, not only if you do three steps, you don't do the four steps, it's not yet, you fall all four of them.
Or is the Torah, we get the first three. Or is the Sechel is the last one.
Or is the Sechel already comes already in the Lechayv.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com.